A pleasure to welcome in Maria Guardado at MI_Guardado on Twitter. She covers the Giants for MLB.com. Maria, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Very good. Looking forward to the game tonight. And, well, the Giants, as you've tweeted out, they've lost five of their last six. They're 6-9 through a quarter of this 60-game season. What is your take on maybe this last week? And I know it started on Sunday, and I kind of went through each game in Colorado earlier today to break it down a little bit. Then, of course, we had last night, and we've got the Samardzija news. You've already heard from Gabe Kapler today, so I'm anxious sort of to get your feel for where we are as sort of San Francisco Giant fans these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Giants kind of knew that they were entering a really challenging portion of their schedule just, you know, when they embarked on this 10-game road trip to Colorado, Los Angeles, and Houston. They kind of knew that they were going to get tested. And, you know, so far they really haven't kind of been able to rise to that challenge. I mean, we saw them drop 3 out of 4 to Colorado, and now they obviously lost the first game to the Dodgers as well. So, you know, I think they're kind of in a little bit of a danger zone here, where if they don't turn it around, you know, they could end up spiraling pretty quickly. And, you know, obviously in a 60-game season, you know, it's going to be hard to kind of work themselves out of any major hole that they might fall into. So I think that this really has the potential to be kind of the defining stretch of the season for the Giants. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond tonight, especially with a guy like Kershaw on the mound.
Are we learning anything about the Giants players? And look, is this a season of development? Are they competing? I know they've got charts and colored paper and all sorts of things. I mean, they've got a billion things in the dugout that all of them keep looking at. I know they'd like to win every game, but where is it? Where are they really at this season? At some point, you have to define who you are.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's something that's actually been pretty interesting about the Giants so far. I mean, we all kind of assumed that going into it, you know, the main priority was going to be player development and, you know, kind of focusing on the players who were going to be part of maybe the long-term future for this team. But, you know, when you look at kind of the in-game decisions that Gabe Kapler has been making, you know, there have been times where he's definitely kind of prioritized, you know, winning a single game, you know, rather than kind of giving players a chance to develop. Even if you look at last night, you know, I think there was a part of the game where, you know, Austin Slater was due to hit against a righty, but, you know, Gabe Kapler decided to pinch hit for him. I think he brought in Alex Dickerson. So, you know, he was clearly kind of making that move to try to win that game rather than give Slater a chance to kind of continue to prove that he can be a weapon against righties as well as against lefties. So I think that that's kind of the balance that we're seeing right now. And, you know, it will be interesting to see, you know, whether the Giants, I guess, move more towards, you know, prioritizing that development of some of your younger guys if they kind of continue to spiral a little bit and maybe drop out of contention.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just a question of time, and baseball decisions will come after you look at the record and the way you win and lose over another 10 days, 12 days, because at some point it is only a 60-game season and we played 15 games. So I think you're right about that. We're sort of in limbo right now. Maria Guardado is with us. She covers the Giants for MLB.com. Always a pleasure to have her on. You mentioned Slater, and I want to get your take on Slater. A lot of people are talking about Slater has turned the corner a little bit. Is it bats look a lot better? He looks more confident at the plate. He's moved around in the field a little bit, not in the infield, but the outfield. What's your take on Slater this year?
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed by just the quality of at-bats that he's been able to deliver pretty consistently for the Giants. You know, he's kind of been the guy who's been, you know, hitting leadoff against lefties. But, you know, I think, like I said, I mean, I feel like the Giants, I think will be kind of curious to see what he can do against righties. And it's just like a matter of them kind of giving him that opportunity to show that he can have success against them as well. You know, he's obviously shown that he could be a pretty good weapon against lefties, and now it's just a matter of kind of getting those opportunities against righties as well. But, you know, obviously he's a really solid defender. He has kind of a cannon for an arm. So I think that he definitely has the potential to be a nice piece for the Giants. And he's kind of, you know, seems like he's kind of on the verge of a pretty good breakthrough here.
Yeah, he is one guy who is developing, and I think they're looking at him very carefully. And I understand why Dickerson pinch hit, you know, and it was the point of the game. You're down 5-2. It's your chance to get the tying run to the plate, and Yastrzemski was next as well. And that forced the Dodgers to bring in the lefty to face Dickerson and all that. So I understand the move, but maybe in another 3 weeks, that's a move that won't be made, and I agree with you on that. Another one is Flores. Where does he end up? Because we're looking at him. Look, he's maybe the best hitter on the team right now, but, boy, it's tough to find a spot for him. They put Ruff in the outfield. It looks like he's not going to platoon at first. But Flores and Belt seem to me ultimately where Flores has got to end up.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, Flores was a guy who came up with a shortstop with the Mets. And, you know, he was a middle infielder for a long time. But, you know, the other day, Gabe Kapler said that they feel like his best defensive position is actually at first base. So that kind of, you know, shows you, I guess, the level of confidence that the Giants have in his defense around the infield. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously been kind of like one of the few players who's been getting everyday reps for the Giants. And I think that just speaks to, you know, what he's able to bring at the plate. You know, he's always been a pretty consistent power threat, especially against lefties. And, you know, there's a reason that I think the Giants gave him a multi-year deal. Yeah, I think that they really feel like they like his bat and how it plays against lefties in particular. And I think he's probably a good fit in the NL West because of that. So, yeah, I mean, I think the trick is always, I guess it's always kind of a bit of a balancing act for Kapler who wants to, you know, put his best lineup out there depending on, you know, the opposing pitcher, but also has to kind of spread that bats around with, you know, with all the players. So, yeah, I mean, I think Wilmer's going to continue to get opportunities just because he's shown that he can produce pretty consistently, which is something that a lot of the other veterans on the team haven't shown yet. So,
well, it's a good segue to my next question. I mean, it's a quarter of the season, you know, and 162 would be 40 games, which is, you know, it's a lot of games. You figure it would be well into the middle of May by now. Pence and Sandoval. Now, Crawford, I think, has found this little seat on the bench here against left-handers. I think that's something that's sort of happening. But for Pence and Sandoval, how far do you go with them? Because at some point, either you're bringing up a kid to play or they've got to do something to help you win.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Giants are in a little bit of a kind of uncomfortable spot with those two guys. I mean, obviously they're kind of these, you know, really beloved veterans who have done a lot for this organization. And, you know, it's always a little bit uncomfortable when you see those type of players kind of get off to a slow start because you kind of do want to give them that longer leash to show that, you know, they can come out of it. But at the same time, you know, you have all these younger guys who might, you know, obviously are going to be part of the future more so than those guys are. So, you know, like I said, it's another balancing act. I think that the Giants are a little bit more optimistic with Pence, who I think has still made, you know, pretty hard contact pretty consistently and you know, has a really long track record of success against lefties. But, yeah, I mean, Pablo, he's been pretty pigeonholed. I mean, we haven't even seen him at third base at all this whole season. You know, he's only started at first base against righties, but he really hasn't been slugging. I don't think he's had an extra base hit this entire season. And so, you know, it's kind of tough. We all kind of thought that he was kind of a little bit on the bubble when they were going to cut their roster down from 30 to 28 players. You know, he obviously was not among the people who were cut, but, you know, I think that if he doesn't, you know, break out of his slow start, you know, I think the Giants are going to be in a little bit of a tough spot for him, especially because, I mean, he signed a minor league deal, so there isn't really too much of a financial commitment there at all.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think Pablo and Pence are kind of on the bubble with the team themselves. And as this thing plays out over the next couple of weeks, I think their story will as well. Maria, Trump and Heinemann, they're catchers. They've thrown out one base runner. I know that because I do the bail arm thing tomorrow for $200. But are they defensively good enough? I mean, I know they're out there, but, boy, it seems like the catching becomes an issue just about every game.
Yeah, I think the Giants are really missing Buster Posey right now. I mean, just when you look at, you know, the three catcher interference calls on Tyler Heinemann, I mean, you very rarely see that with major league catchers. So to see him kind of, you know, get those three errors in the first quarter of the season was pretty surprising. You know, and obviously that was, you know, Gabe Kapler has explained that the Giants kind of moved him up a little bit to try to, you know, make it easier for him to get those low strikes But, you know, as a result, he's kind of had those catcher interference calls. So he's admitted that it's something that has to be addressed. And, you know, Trump, I think, has, you know, pitchers seem to like working with him. They seem to like throwing with him. You know, he's a guy who speaks, I believe, four languages. So he's someone who can really work well with all the pitchers on the pitching staff. But, yeah, I mean, I think that you're definitely, you know, you're missing that defense and that stability that Buster was so good at providing behind the plate. And I think that they're definitely feeling it right now. So, you know, I'm pretty surprised, honestly, that the Giants haven't called him Joey Bart yet. I feel like he could probably be a defensive upgrade over what they have right now. But, you know, for whatever reason, they still don't feel like he's ready. So, you know, I'm curious to see how that catching group is going to evolve and whether Bart's going to be entering the picture anytime soon.
Yeah, you and a million other fans agree on that, I'll tell you that. You did tweet that Gabe Kapler said Joey Bart and Patrick Bailey, apparently at a home run yesterday, have been getting reps at first base at the alternate training site. What about that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of an interesting development. I mean, it's not surprising. I think that, you know, the Giants have been saying that, you know, if they can get Joey Bart comfortable playing, you know, another position, then it just makes it easier for them to get him in the lineup whenever he is in the majors. So that's obviously something that the Giants prize right now, positional flexibility. So, you know, it could be just a matter of them kind of giving him a crash course over at first base, just so, you know, when they think that he's ready, you know, he'll obviously have a little bit more, you know, flexibility to offer and kind of increase his opportunities at the major league level. So, yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see how that progression goes and whether that will kind of accelerate his path to the majors in the end.
Well, you got good stories, I'll tell you that. You're not lacking for stories. And as this 60-game season becomes, each game becomes 2.7 games. We're at the quarter mark, believe it or not, of a 60-game season. So, hey, appreciate you being on. Stay safe and healthy, and look forward to having you on in a couple of weeks and catching up with you again.
Thanks, Marty. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, anytime at MI_Guardado on Twitter. Maria covers the Giants for MLB.com.